Hi, this is Amanda with Studying Habits. LOL, studying it sucks, right? But here are some tips that can help you create a sufficient studying plan. What kind of style of learning do you understand better? Are you a visual learner, a verbal learner, or a sensory learner? This can help you tell what kind of form of studying is best for you. How long do you think you need to take in all of that information? It's always good to plan ahead of time. I know it's hard because procrastination is always hard for a lot of people, but it's always efficient to plan ahead. Either you like it or not, you know you need to pass that test. I know studying is always overlooked, but it's always good to be prepared. Make a studying routine to keep yourself on track. Set a daily goal and take breaks in between, because when you study for a long amount of time, you often seem to forget things easier. Maybe you set an alarm on your phone. Never study for too long, and always get good sleep and eat right, or you will not do good in school. You'll forget everything. Find a quiet place to study so you won't get distracted, or even try to turn off your phone if possible, unless you have an alarm on and you don't get distracted. Make sure your work area is clean as well. A clean area always helps you focus more. Write your assignments down so you remember. It often helps to take notes or even make flashcards. Go over them until you master them. Always remember to study. I know it's not fun, but it also sucks when you have no idea what's on that quiz. And you need to pass that class and that test, so you need to take school seriously. Because it's school, you need to pass, LOL. I really hope this podcast taught you a few things about studying. See you later. Amanda out. Remember study. Remember study. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm out.